Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is June the 29th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Proverbs, chapters 1 to 3. Seek godly wisdom for our daily living. In Proverbs chapter 1, verses 1 to 5, verse 20 and 33, we read like this. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. Wisdom calls aloud outside, whoever listens to me will dwell safely and will be secure without fear of evil. The book of Proverbs is attributed to King Solomon, who obtained his wisdom as a gift from God. Using this wonderful, extraordinary ability to understand profound matters, he penned wonderful proverbial sayings that attest to his wisdom. We read in 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 29 to 34 like this. And God gave Solomon wisdom and exceedingly great understanding and largeness of heart like the sand on the seashore. Thus Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the men of the East and all the wisdom of Egypt, for he was wiser than all men, and his fame was in all the surrounding nations. He spoke 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. Also, he spoke of trees, from the cedar tree of Lebanon, even to the hyssop that springs out of the wall. He spoke also of animals, of birds, of creeping things, and of fish, and men of all nations, from all the kings of the earth who had heard of his wisdom, came to hear the wisdom of Solomon. The book of Proverbs provides wisdom and guidance for living an obedient life. Here the wise King Solomon instructs his son, and thus ultimately every young person, in the importance of knowing the Lord, for it is God who imparts wisdom sufficient for all the complexities and challenges of life. This book also imparts to all young people the principles by which life must be lived in order to be successful. Let us understand that wisdom is a God-given ability to see life with objectivity and handle life with stability imparted from God's word. Wisdom is the ability to apply knowledge in the proper way that benefits man and honors God. To be able to attain wisdom, we need to seek God with godly fear and reverence. That is the foundational step for all wisdom. And take time to listen to God in the midst of all the noises that tries to capture our attention. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 33 tells us this. Let us seek godly wisdom for our daily living. We will then dwell safely and be secure without any fear of evil. Psalms 111 verse 10 tells us this. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever. And Ephesians chapter 5 verse 15 to 17 tells us this. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is.